1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Our bug men are here. They'll be joining us here in a half hour live on the air, talking anything that might be creeping or crawling or just laying in bed at night and hearing that little buzz right over your head. Oh, just want to smack it dead. Well, we'll get ahead of the problem. We'll hopefully eliminate the colony. Keep any of those little creeps out. But I bring this up because actually my next letter in queue was from Celeste, who this is how loyal she is. I remember getting an email from her. It was actually in our database. We use this system software called Goldmine that we keep all of our letters in, and we don't share it, we don't sell it, we don't distribute it. It is internal use only, but it's our opportunity to, let's say, Celeste had called in, talked to Jennifer, took the information, blah, 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 blah. Well, she hangs up, or she wrote the number down, or she lost it and calls back a few days later and says, hey, she calls back and Jennifer's not available, but I answer the phone. She says, I was talking to your mom and she gave me this information. Well, I can't find it. What is it? That's how we use Goldmine. We can look up Celeste's information and say, hey, I see you talked to Jennifer. Here's the number she'd given you, blah, blah, blah. So it's our customer service software. Well, she moved away. She was in Arizona. She moved to Virginia and was there for 5 years. That entire time she was in Virginia, Saturday morning, she still spent with Rosie on the House, streaming it live. Just about every one of our six radio affiliates streams online. Now, in fact, I think they all do. I noticed Chasm out of Sedona started streaming. I don't know when they started, but I noticed about a month ago. So all six of our affiliates stream online, so you can take Rosie on the House wherever you go. She said, I heard Romy mention something about rabbits and a repellent. What was that product? It could have been one of two. They were both Bonide products that were mentioned, and we've really enjoyed. It's been about the 8 week now you've been hearing us talk about Bonide, and I'll talk a little bit more about them. They've been around since 1926, still to this day, family owned and operated, made right here in America. That one of the products could have been Repelzol, or it could have been Mole Max. It's a mole and vole repellent. That's actually the one I'm going to specifically talk about today. You were talking about rabbits. And yes, they are going to be vicious. If you ever thought they were bad in the past, the no rain we've had, and if you just, I mean, you can look outside of the city limits where she is. She's actually in the 85361. We share the same zip code. They are everywhere, and they're getting bolder and bolder and bolder just because the amount of water and the resources and the vegetation just are not there. So they're going to be coming in and eating everything in your yard. What I like about this Mole Max is it's completely environmentally friendly. You don't have to worry about snags, you know, the prongs of justice. So you don't have to worry about kids or dogs sticking their nose in those holes and getting pinched by those. You don't have to worry about poisons that can not only kill the gophers or the squirrels or the rabbits or the groundhogs or the skunks, any burrowing animal, you know, a lot of the poisons they could potentially get a lot of other problems. Create, find a lot of dead birds. You could find dead cats and those things. Completely friendly for children or pets. You apply it 3 to 4 times a year. And then there's also the Mole Max RX, which actually helps repair and fill in those tunnels that they've burrowed out. So there it is. You can find it all over the state, including Mesquite Valley Growers in Tucson, Warner's Nursery and Flagstaff, and Summer Winds, all their locations in the Phoenix area, including Country Club and on Country Club in Mesa. It's a quart-sized liquid application, or it's got the built-in hose applicator and a 5-pound shaker. Any kind of burrowing animal you have, there's another tool to help get them out of your lawn. Continuing through our digital newsroom, actually, this goes back to what Rosie was talking about earlier, leaving for the summer. Someone said, I heard you guys talk about putting vodka down the toilets. What is that all about? Well, it's just any drain that you have. You could put it down your sink drain. You could put it down your in the bowl of your toilet. You can put it down your shower drain.
But close the lid for your pets. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think if you're leaving, you're not going to be leaving pets, I wouldn't think,
right?
Oh,
okay. can have a house sitter for your pet.
Well, anyway. If you're leaving your pets for that long, maybe they want the vodka in the bowl. I mean, be pretty bored if they're up there by themselves.
But what this does is it's an alternative product to antifreeze. The waste reclamation municipalities do not want antifreeze and the water coming down. So get the cheap vodka. This doesn't have to be expensive. This could be the jug vodka.
And it's actually cheaper than the antifreeze.
Okay, very good. And it will keep the water from evaporating and drying out. What happens is it dries out in your shower drains, in your sinks. You can start getting bugs coming up. And then in your toilets, if that dries out, it could dry out that seal. So when you start using it again, as you flush it, you could start seeing water seepage after being gone for a while. Or the flapper from the tank. It's a good idea to put a little in the tank as well. It just keeps everything from drying out. So yes, you absolutely did hear us correctly. And that is what you would use it for. Looking at a couple testimonials that came in, Jess wanted to thank us about Thompson's drywall. I tell you what, for a long time, Chuck Knight was, we would just get email after email after email about Chuck. And I just thought, man, how could people be so in love with their air conditioning contractor or tradesman? They did. Well, I tell you what, we've got a new champion now. It's Thompson's Drywall Service. Rick Thompson is just a drywall wizard. He can come in, fix, repair, and match your texture like no one else we've ever seen. He's just, that's his gift. He can match drywall texture. A Authentic Garage Door is a new partner to Rosie on the House in the last three or four months, servicing from Green Valley, Tucson, Vail, Casa Grande, Phoenix, Black Canyon City, all the Central Corridor. A Authentic Garage Door. Mrs. Jennifer Evans from Tucson called in to thank us personally for the owner, Daryl, coming out. She described him as a good, honest man running a good, honest business. So anything for garage doors, that's A Authentic. And then this last one came in just this week as well. And wouldn't you know, it's on Blue Sky Pest Control. Tony from Fountain Hills wanted to just compliment us on the service he's been getting from Blue Sky. We'll see them here in the studio in just a few minutes.
A Authentic has been a great addition to the Rosie Certified list of contractors throughout Arizona. They've really gone a long, long ways. And, they've been here a long time in Arizona. They've got a long ways to help carry the banner of Ross Certification. They're doing a great, great job. They're tickled to death to have them on board for anything having to do with your overhead garage door or garage door operator. Remember, it's A Authentic.
And then we also have our staycation. If you'd like to join the conversation, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.
Our last participant in that, Dave, actually took Lincoln MKZ up to Jerome to the Reardon house. We got a great letter from Dave. He says, look, let me read it to y'all for a minute because it's pretty special. Listen, we had a wonderful time, especially since we were celebrating my wife's birthday. The panorama view from the deck outside the Reardon house has to be one of the best views available in all of Arizona. And the people at Sanderson Lincoln were so hospitable and friendly, we enjoyed a Lincoln MKX with navigation that made the drive so much fun. Thank you for initiating the concept of the staycation, promoting Arizona's beauty, its products and people, and for giving my family a vacation we will never forget. These are one of the ideas that I had that seems to have really, really worked out. It's so much fun to put together, and it's so much fun to pull off, and it's so much fun to get letters like this. It's only available one place, at rosieonthehouse.com. Right on the front page of the website, you'll see an icon that says Sanderson Ford Arizona Staycation. Go there. Register for it. It will be a 3-day vacation that we completely pay for. Here's how it works. Wherever you are in Arizona, you have the opportunity to get to Sanderson Ford in Glendale or Sanderson Lincoln on Bell and pick whatever car they have in their demo lot to use for the 3 or 4 days. We give you a gas card. You tell us where you want to go. You tell us when you want to go. And we work with the Arizona Office of Tourism, our friends at Arizona Highways, and the Chamber of Commerce of the communities you're intending on traveling to. And we do our best to try and find you free lodging and free meals. And, of course, we pay for your gas. So you design your Arizona vacation. And we've got lodging participants like the Reardon House in Jerome. We have Avenue Lodge there just south of Flagstaff. We have the Copper Queen down in Bisbee. It's just a lot of great fun. The London Bridge Resort over in Lake Havasu. You tell us where you want to go, and we'll find you a way to get there, stay there, and enjoy it. And you'll do it in a beautiful Ford or Lincoln vehicle of your choice. I like the idea I had, Romy, about the air conditioning auction, and we kind of pulled that off spur of the moment, and it had some loopholes in it. This is an idea we had back at the very beginning of the recession, trying to encourage Arizona homeowners to look, quit leaving Arizona to go on your vacation. Let's think local. I can't believe the number of people I run across in Arizona that tell me they haven't even been to the stinking Grand Canyon. That's absolutely a sin. You've got to go see the Grand Canyon. And that's only one of a million great places. Look, if you win the staycation and you don't know where in Arizona to go, call me at the office. Let's talk about what you have seen in Arizona and what you haven't seen in Arizona, and I'll help be your little tour guide.
Very good. That's Rosie, R-O-S-I-E, on thehouse.com. RosieOnTheHouse.com. Click on the staycation. Look for the Arizona flag and the Sanderson Ford logo. We're still covering items that we found at the National Hardware Show. Last week, we had a great interview with Mark Andahl, founder of the Made in America store. It is located in Buffalo, New York, what started as one that he opened in a car dealership that closed down is now four locations. I see this being something that franchises throughout the country very quickly.
I think he sees the same thing, one in every state. What a cool idea.
To go from 50 products and one location to 6,500 products and four locations in one city in just 2 years. I think that shows the demand that the American people have for American-made products and American-made services and American customer service, not somebody that can't hardly speak English talking to you from around the world. So we left that link on our best of for a very good reason. It is still the best of. It was a very popular link. Click on the front page of RosieOnTheHouse.com. And you'll see right there on the right-hand side, best of the Made in America product. And then you've also got the 2014 National Hardware Show link review. Did we get to dryer vents last week?
We did not.
We did not. There are three products listed. Actually, I only see two. There's a third I need to get added that are sensors that now go on the back. The telltale sign in the past has always been only on newer equipment. If your dryer didn't seem to be drying like it used to, that was an auto safety shutoff. It would stop producing heat when there was a certain amount of pressure built up so that the lint wouldn't ignite. That's the number one leading cause of fires. We talked about the number one cause of insurance claims was busted washing machine hose lines. The number one cause of fires is the dryer vent and all that lint buildup. And originally, they used to collect the lint from the washing machine, but they've started with the dryer somewhere around the 70s. And now they've got three different types of safety filters that are available on the market. That one's a sensor. They're all three sensors. They work differently.
Well, some of them have one of them has an alarm that you can hear. One of them you have to remember to read the little meter. But then the one, they also have that box, Romy, can you describe it, that solves that issue of that, you know how you hate the
gap between your dryer and the wall because you've got to line up your vent, and the vent of that it was designed for isn't the vent that you've got on this dryer. If the appliance manufacturing world could come together and have that dryer vent in the same spot on all their units, that would be great.
It would be.
But this one, it actually insets so that it takes, you don't have that protrusion. So it's Rosie on the House. We're going to take a break at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.